airport a certificate that is worth $25. Isn't that wonderful? We thank the Flight Line Cafe.
Oh, you got it. You deserve it.
Willing and ready. And again, I want to thank the hostesses for today. This is the drawing to a close of your past officers for 90 and 91. My goodness, I have to think, am I in 91 or am I in 90? And we have enjoyed serving CCHA. I know I speak for all of them these last 2 years, but for me it's been a very happy experience, and thanks to all of the people who have worked with me. Didn't know I was going to do that. And I want to thank all of them very, very much. But then I also want to introduce your new president and your new officers, I think, are here today. Vice President Connie Reen. Where are you, Connie? Stand up so they know who you are. Treasurer is Joseph. Joseph couldn't say no. He's back again. Recording Secretary Kathleen Johnson Finger. Kathleen's back in the kitchen, I think. And Shirley Zare Click. Shirley, where are you? There you are. And they, along with the other directors, will be working for you to keep CCHA growing. We've had a great 2 years. We've built the membership to a whopping 300 and whatever, 28, 31. And it's just marvelous. And again, anybody who hears about this group cannot believe the number of members that we have. A lot of heritage groups that I've talked to or talked about or with do not have this kind of membership. And we are scattered in seven states. Is that right? Seven states. And in France. So we think that's really great for this organization that was, you might say, started almost, Ellis, going to be, I think, in your watch, 150 years ago when the first settlers came into Castroville as we know it now. Ellis, if you'd come forward, it's time to turn over the gavel.
Sure.
And best wishes, and I know a great 2 years are up ahead for our CCHA.
Thank you.
And to all of all of you for attending the meetings and working with me, and Bertha has done such a great job on the programs this year. I know that some of them thought I was kind of like Simon Legree, like Lucy and Aline, when we worked on the Let's Celebrate, and my sister for the artwork. And then also our artist is here today. She did the bags, wherever the bag cover is back here. And Dorothy, I know, is we've had many, many conversations. How to sell all these books. We've gotten those done. And Oliver, Herbert, Billy, Charlie worked on our nominating committee. Elaine, the secretary. Have I missed anybody? Joe, I would. Joe, he knows. Can't let him go by. Anyway, so let's have a party, and Merry, Merry Christmas to all of you. And we hope to see you in March at the next meeting. And Mr. Burgess, if you have something you'd like to say.
Very much. Don't rush off.
It's been my pleasure to make one of these for each of our outgoing presidents, so wear it in good health.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know, Ellis does this. This is the Castro brand, and thank you very much, Ellis. Thank you.
In succeeding this lady, I feel very much like the Alsatian dancers do at Folklife Festival when we have to go on stage right after the Lebanese belly dancers. It's a tough act to follow. I'd like to give you a preview of who will be in charge of different aspects of the association in the next couple of years. We have three outstanding holdovers on our board of directors. Lucy Davis will continue with folklore, Oliver Reinhart as historical commission, and Dorothy Cease, thank you, as ways and means. Our new members have some ganging up on a couple of the positions. Program will be Charlie and Mutzi Cease, and our vice president will be in charge of facilities and hospitality. So when your community comes up, you can be expecting to hear from Connie Reen on helping out with the arrangements. Historical sites are Lewis and Betty Bailey. Public relations is Cheryl Biediger. And I'm stuck. I need some help. I was looking for a volunteer on historical research. It needs to be somebody that likes to dig into this old stuff. And we've had some excellent ones in the past. We know there's some more talent out there. If you would like to help us out with the historical research, which among other things involves maybe looking up stories that go into the newsletter, whatever's of historical interest in the Castro Colony area. If you know somebody that knows or would just like to help, we'd sure appreciate hearing from you. The other vacancy in the cabinet is a membership. We need somebody to keep charge of the names and take the money and keep up a roster. I thought I had somebody and he wiggled off the hook, so I need some help on that score. If you have a volunteer or a nomination, why, we'd be proud and happy to hear from you. Our next meeting will be at Quihe in March, date to be established. We look forward to seeing you then.
Last but not least, there's one person I can't go without thanking. Jerome. He has done great for your publicity. He's helped me. He's typed. He's done everything. So we thank him. Can I declare the meeting adjourned? Merry Christmas. Thank you.